So welcome to the presentation of the consolidated results at 30th of June 2025 of Banco Popolare di Sondrio. I would like to remind you that all participants are only listening. After the initial presentation, there will be the opportunity to ask questions. To receive assistance from an operator during the conference, please asterisk followed by zero. Now I would like to give the floor to the CEO and General Manager, Mario Alberto Peranzini. You have the floor. Thank you very much. Welcome. Good afternoon, everyone. We are here to present the results of the first half of 2025. Here to my side, as usual, our CFO, Massimo Peron. These results are really important and significant considering the moment we are experiencing following our merger in the BPER Banca Group, of which we are now part. Therefore, I'm proud to give you extremely positive results. Also, in this situation, I would like to repeat, and I would like to say that the first half of 2025 finished with a new record result. This in over 150 years of history. And we can proudly say this have been the best 6 months period ever, because our net profit is above 366 million, plus 27.6% year-over-year, and reflects in a ROE close to 17%, 1.7. Core revenues record an increase year-over-year of 4.3%. This is very important because this is our mission. Finance is not our mission. Our mission is working as a bank and working as a bank in the best possible way. Net interest income, 555 million, plus 3.3%, to which we should add 227 million commission and fees, plus 7%. These are actual commissions and fees, commissions that highlight how much the entire facility has worked and our staff has worked in order to meet the needs and requirements of our customers and in adjusting to different situations. There are no alchemies such as upfront and so forth and so on. These are all annual commissions that we take home by working honestly, transparently, and respecting the relationships that the bank should entertain with their customers. Therefore, the result of our business core is robust and constantly growing for years. We don't have ups and downs. We grow steadily, significantly, with percentages above those of the system. Otherwise, we wouldn't have reached this level, working day by day without ever making acquisitions and only growing organically. Our business structures have worked fully despite of the takeover bid, showing once again the professionalism and commitment of our people, our staff. I'm saying this and I'm extremely proud of that because you all know that these transactions are disturbing the structure and they could relax. They could feel disoriented. This did not happen because from the very first day, following my management, Massimo's management and other colleagues' management, our staff reacted wonderfully. And we are here presenting these extremely satisfying results. Our peculiarity is our cost income, which remains best in class and goes down to 38.9%. This reflects a lean operating machine, one of the best performing in the marketplace. We keep supporting our customers and the growth of real economy with 3.7 billion new disbursements to individuals and companies, growing versus the 2.7 billion disbursed in the first half of last year. One billion new disbursements. New disbursement that we did trying to assess creditworthiness, not only meeting counterpart needs and requirements, because our objective is to confirm the high quality of our assets. The annualized cost of risk goes down to 18 basis points. We don't have any warning signs regarding the default rate, which remains very low at 1.1%. And 1.1% is also our NPE, our net NPE, in line with the best market benchmarks. And this thanks to a high hedging rate of non-performing of NPEs equal to 63.6%. Capital and liquidity profile is particularly robust. CET1 ratio is at 15% net of dividends, with a total capital ratio of 17.5%, well above regulatory requirements. Massimo will expand on that, highlighting the situation of real property revaluation and self-funding. Self-funding, which we asked to, we were asked to adjust to the business plan. Our liquidity position is robust for our LCR, which reaches 170, and an NSFR, which is at 131%. This result comes from an effective and accurate execution of our medium-term funding plan, which reflects also in a counterbalancing capacity of approximately 13 billion. In the first half of the year, we completed a new securitization, 200 million euros of NPLs, and we successfully placed the covered bonds at institutional investors, collecting 615 million euros. This was an overview, a brief overview. You will understand how happy I am in showing such exceptional results for myself, for the entire bank. And of course, they deserve further analysis. So I give now the floor to Mr. Peron, which will take you through section two. Thank you very much, Mario. Good afternoon, everyone. As my colleague said, our core banking activity was highly satisfactory. The trajectory that the bank is following is better than the assumptions of our business plan, which we commented in early March. Our margin is really above the value, which shows the positive trend, which goes well above our expectations for NII and also for net fees and commissions. Our cost income ratio is going down versus our plan targets. And I would like to point out, and we will go into more details, that operating costs include the non-recurring item connected to the commissions that the bank had to pay and must pay for the tender offer and for the new business plan. Here we see the development of the profit and loss in the quarter. This was the best half of year ever, but also in terms of our core banking activity, the second quarter of the year is the best ever. Let us see the development of the interest income. As you can see, and as we could see, the first half of 2025 was closed with a 3.3% growth year over year. In absolute terms, this is more 17 million, additional 17 million. The drivers are the same that we commented in our previous communications. The bank was highly focused and resilient in terms of the commercial spread. When we commented it, when we gave the business plan, we took out management operations to reduce the cost of collection. We had a massive transaction on sight deposits, trying to contain the cost of funding. There's an increasing contribution deriving from factoring activities and tax credits. They grow by 7 million. We should also notice the tax credit contribution, which is an element of assets where the bank worked carefully in the past few years. Again, the difference is of around 13 million. Last but not least, I would like to mention the positive front book versus back book effect, which we commented various times, but we still have this effect of replacing a long book that was created in years when rates were zero versus new generation lendings. And here you see the difference in rates, which are still significant and will continue to generate positive elements in the next few years. Here we have a difference of around 100 basis points. Last but not least, the significant contribution of the flow of our banking book, the coupon flows, though going down versus the first half of 2024, is still very robust because of the decisions we took regarding our portfolio in the past. And it is at around 170 million in the first half of the year. When we compare the first quarter 2025 and the second quarter 2025, we see further growth, around 12 million. Part of the growth is connected to the management actions that we mentioned before to increase our margin on customers. There's also a one-off element for 4 million euros for a participated company, Bank Suisse, which is connected to the liability of Bank Suisse. And this is in advance to the effect that it will have on the assets. And there's also a one-off effect of tax credits because of an anticipation of a tax credit sale, which generated a positive component. We still have a trend of the net interest income, which is highly satisfactory and beyond the expectations of our business plan. Talking about net fees and commissions, our business model is robust, transparent, there are no upfronts, and is highly diversified. And we see in this slide the 7% growth of commissions year versus year in our business plan. Target is of around 5%, and the main drivers in this first half are the positive development of assets under management, 5.7 million euros within this 14 million, positive development of our brokerage activities, growing 10%, 2.1 million euros, and also bank assurance, growing 1.3 million euros. Again, we should highlight the contribution from our subsidiaries, Factorit, which, because of significant and continuous growth that we are recording following the acquisition of Factorit, a growth of more than 2 million euros in commissions connected to Factorit activities. Now, regarding financial assets contribution, it is robust, is complementary to our core banking activity, mainly stable, 68.2 million versus 69.5 million in the first half of 2024. But again, in this half year, we still have the currency swaps on funding that the bank is sending to Swiss. Hedging activity is 31.2 million, in line with 31.1 million in 2024. Stable contribution connected to the FX activity on currencies for our customers, near close to 15 million, and the securities portfolio rotation gave us the opportunity to have a 19.2 million euros from trading income. Costs, operating costs, HR costs are growing because we have 88 new hires net. New hires in the first half of the year amount to 148 heads. And of course, we also have the reflection of the labor contract agreement. Other costs are growing mainly because of the costs connected to the tender offer and the business plan for around 20 million euros. Without those costs, we would have remained stable with the data of the first quarter of 2025. Let us now comment on the funding structure and liquidity position. Funding structure remains stable in a situation of decreasing rates. The core collection of the bank is resilient, stable, and on the right hand of the slide on page 13, we see the stability of our core direct customer funding, net of institutional funding. This was an element followed by the ECB when rates increased. But we see this relationship with our customers, which show stability in this trend, which is particularly robust. Funding from customers represents around 80% of total funding of the bank. We see an increase in bonds funding, which amounts at around 11%. It's now the second element in our funding breakdown. So 70% of this, 3.9 billion, is placed with institutional investors. As Mr. Petrozzini said, in the first half of the year, we placed 650 million covered bonds and 200 million of senior issuances. The collection from other institutions remains stable, counterbalancing capacity around 13 billion, more or less the same value as the end of the year. The stock of eligible assets is really robust, exceeds 15 billion. 70% is represented by various assets. Liquidity indicators are robust. LCR 170%, well above the risk appetite framework defined by our board of directors, and also the NSFR closes at 131%. As to the core activity of the bank, we can be highly satisfied. The lending activity is growing year-over-year, plus 5.8%, and also versus the end of the year, plus 4.5%. The growth is in retail and corporate, which remains the biggest part of the bank, and it accounts for over 55% of the net loans of the bank. Again, I would like to highlight the constant growth of factoring. And I would like to give you some figures in the year-on-year comparison. It's more than 700 million, which justifies this net result, which is near 24 million of net profit. Last but not least, the loan-to-deposit ratio, which remains very high, further showing the role of the bank. In the first half of 2024. And this shows a very positive element, which grows at around 40%. As to the quality of loans and assets, there are no differences versus the end of the year. We have an NPL ratio, which is below 3%, 2.9%. While the next exposure with high coverage levels is at best in class at 1.1%. As to the cost of risk, it remains very low at 18 basis points. And in the second half of the year, there were no recurring costs on positions that were fully accrued, which gave us the opportunity to reduce the cost of credit. If we didn't take this into account, the cost of credit of the bank would be around 25 basis points, well below the assumptions of the business plan, which starts from the assumption of having a cost of credit for 2025 at around 40 basis points. In the group, we are below 1.1%, while the coverage levels on the bonds portfolio are very high, 77 basis points. This is one of the highest levels when we compare with other Italian banks. The overlays remain stable at around 50 million euros. Overlays cover for novel risks. Now let's talk about the securities portfolio, financial portfolio. It is highly defensive. More than 96% of our portfolio is bonds. Three quarters of them are European titles, European govies, and Italian govies are less than 45%. We still have a high exposure to ESG bonds at more than 2 billion euros, over 15% of the banking book. we see continuous growing on page 23 of indirect funding versus the first half 2024, first half 2025. We see a double-digit growth, plus 12.6%. And the most important element versus the market effect, net of the market effect, is that the new asset under management are of around 500 million versus around 400 million in the first half of 2024. And regarding bancassurance, we have around 90 million euros in the first half of 2025 versus 20 million in the first half of 2024. Last but not least, regarding capital development, capital evolution, capital was positively affected also by the payout set at 75% in order to align it to that of the parent company BPER with a net contribution of 20 basis points. And we also had a one-off effect that was already mentioned in the industrial plan, in the business plan, which accounts for 50 basis points for the instrument of real estate of the bank for an impact of 160 million. So slightly higher than the prudential assumptions that we communicated to the market. Considering the development of the risk-weighted assets, which reflect a high development of commitments, we land at 15%. So going back, bringing back our CET1 level in line with the trajectory of the business plan. And now I would like to give the floor back to Mr. Pedrazzini for his closing remarks. Thank you very much, Massimo. You're always very effective. As I said at the beginning of the call, following the tender offer by BPER, we have now officially entered the BPER group. Our merger in the new group is something totally new for the Banca Popolare di Sondrio. I don't want to say again how exceptional these results are, the one that we have just presented. You have a summary slide with the key indicators. They are all excellent and they can be compared with the assumptions in the business plan. Of course, these results don't come out suddenly. They are built over time. We have reached them in 154 years of hard work, transforming what was once the small Popolare Bank of Sondrio in the seventh Italian bank. Recent years have been quite intense, characterized by radical new developments and highly demanding crises, before which the staff of the bank have worked and have faced them with service and determination. Our bank is healthy. It's a valuable bank made of people who are capable and can bring a high legacy of the Popolare Bank of Sondrio and find their room in the projects and developments of the BPER Group. And now, we are no longer the seventh national bank, but we have joined the third Italian national group. Also in our new role, we will do our best so that the contribution of Popolare di Sondrio is real and allows BPER to extract the energies they want to extract to make this integration as easy as possible. We will work to understand that we must adjust to a new way of being a bank without losing sight of our peculiarities. So the future we'll see. Now you can ask your questions. Thank you so much. This is Codex Call Operator. We will start the Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please right? Asterisk and one in your phone in order to leave the reservation list, asterisk and two. Please ask your questions using your phone. First question from Giovanni Rozzoli, Deutsche Bank. Good afternoon, everyone. I have three questions. The first one is a clarification on the figures of the quarter. Can you go back on the one-off contribution on the interest income and on the cost of risk? If I remember well, in the second quarter, you mentioned 4 million euros one-off in order of timing differences in repricing in Swiss. Can you tell us in the second quarter what is the contribution of the tax assets? And I saw that the contribution of the banking book in the quarter went down from 3.2 to 2.9%. I see that you have many CCTs repriced in April. What can be your guidance going forward for this component? And how do you see this guidance of 1 billion of net interest income for the full year? Second question on the cost of risk. You said there were value recoveries in Q2. Can you quantify them? And then another two questions, which are more connected to the integration with BPER. In Q2, there are 7 million euros of revenues generated by your historically resilient activity of FX revenues for customers. Is this an area where you potentially see synergies also with BPER customers? So as far as I see, you can provide significant contribution also to the value creation for BPER customers with this activity, where you are really effective. You have desks abroad. So can you give us your interpretation in this respect? Because my feeling is that there can be some positive surprises also in synergies in revenues from operations. And last question is the potential integration plan of Sondrio in BPER. So the merger of Sondrio in BPER, this is an objective that BPER declared in their merger plan. As far as I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, there are no previous cases in Italy where a bank made a merger without having 100% of the target company. First of all, I would like to know if my interpretation is correct and if there are potential execution risks or legal risks because of this. Thank you. Well, good afternoon, Giovanni. And to the net interest income, in the quarter-to-quarter comparison, so the growth of 12 million that you see included in the slide of page 8, there are various drivers that lead to this growth. A component which has not downloaded its effects on the Swiss loan book, but which will definitely show its effects in the second half of 2025. So there's one-off element connected to Swiss. There's an element of more or less 5 million in the quarter-to-quarter comparison regarding the customer margin, where the customer funding has this benefit of 5 million, which is mainly associated with show the site deposits, which has a cost at around 50 basis points. Last but not least, tax credits and again in the quarter-to-quarter comparison, amount to around $2 million regarding the tax credit portfolio element, which was sold by third parties, and because of a technical effect, they were originally not considered as credits that would leave the portfolio in the first half of the year, and that is why they have an effect of around $2 million on the income. Those are the main drivers when comparing one quarter with another regarding the net interest income. As to your second question, if I remember well, which has to do with FX revenues. Well, FX revenues, as you will remember, we've always represented that they are associated with the activities carried out for our customers. And I'm not able today to make any comment regarding possible synergies that may result from our merger in the BPER Group. Definitely the activity carried out by the international service is a distinctive element of Banco Popolare di Sondrio, and we represented it in all our industrial plans and business plans, and we believe that this activity within a larger group can find opportunities and can have a bigger potential because it is geared towards a wider portfolio of customers. Apart from that, I cannot comment further. And also, as to the third question, I don't think we are the recipients of this question, because the integration plan is an integration plan that has already started. And as Mr. Pedrazzini said, we are already working to provide maximum collaboration with the BPER Group. The fact of making a merger without holding 100%, well, this is something that can be carried out. There are no legal constraints regarding this, but this is part of the decisions that BPER must make. And as a consequence, we are not the ones to answer this question. And Massimo, I see potential execution risks in the merger, in the integration of Sondrio in BPER. We are integrating a bank with its hallmarks, a robust bank, which is good and profitable, but with many peculiar elements. For example, our international activity. One thing is to say, let's integrate the international activity, and another thing is, let's execute this. Another element that maybe we forgot is the increase in value in Q2. Yes, I apologize, I didn't take down the note. The 12 million for the acquisition of NPLs and net of this accrual and this provision, the cost of credit in the first half would be of around 25 basis points, which means that we had benefits of this value recovery, which amounts to 12. And this reflects the wide hedging that we have on all our NPLs. Thank you so much. Very clear. Next question, Andrea Lisi, Equita. Thank you and good afternoon. I have a question for the restated profit and loss. I see minus 10 million because of investments. I would like to know if there are one-off elements or if this is just your business ordinary activity. Andrea, I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat it? In your press release, on page, let me find it. Page 21 of your press release, there is participations of other investments, minus 10 million. I would like to know if there are one-off elements in here or what is this about? Thank you. I apologize, Andrea. We are checking on that, and we will come back on this point, maybe even outside the call, so we can all be aligned. Thank you so much. Very kind. So this refers to real estate, plus the revaluation on real estate and property. The application of the accounting principle had an effect in the balance sheet, which is more than 160 million. But the application of the accounting principle also imposes us to have a capital loss on our property in the P&L. And this is the impact of this capital loss on the P&L of 10 million. Thank you. Next question by Marco Nicolai, Jefferies. Good afternoon. I have a question on your talks with the ECB. In the end, did you clarify the issue of non-performing loans? And also the gross and net non-performing NPL ratio. Did you get a final answer on their side? And how are talks going regarding risk management? This is an issue that was raised. And also a question on costs. Maybe you mentioned it. What are the operating one-off costs that you had to face in the second quarter in terms of general and admin expenses in the quarter? Thank you. Thank you. Regarding the ECB, we wrote in our press release what is the situation in our talks and exchanges with the ECB. We received a communication a few days ago from ECB where they recognize that some positions may remain non-performing, but they are asking us in terms of supervisory reports out of 15 positions, simply for supervisory activities, that they should be mentioned as non-performing. We gave a full disclosure in our press release that we would deal with it in the half-year report. And the gross exposure is 82 million today. So clearly, we are reducing them versus the original finding of the ECB in terms of impact on the gross NPL ratio. And in accounting terms, the board of directors decided to stay in line with the accounting principles of the bank and the decisions of the assessments and reinstatements. This would go from 2.9 to 3.1. And the net NPL ratio would move from 1.1 to 1.2% without any significant impacts on a gross amount of 82 million. We have a net amount of 56 million because of the devaluation of credit adjustments of around 30%. And regarding this, you will remember that since 2023, we accepted the ECB request in terms of provisioning, but we also kept consistency with our accounting principles. As to one-off costs, as I said when presenting the figures, in the first half, we have around 20 million euros, which are associated to financial consulting costs, legal and industrial advisory costs that we expended in the first quarter, and they affect the business plan and the consulting advice we received during the tender offer. Thank you. If you want to ask a question, please type asterisk one on your phone. For any further questions, asterisk and one on your mobile, on your telephone. So at the moment, there are no further questions. So you have the floor for the closing remarks. So if there are no further questions, I would like to thank you all. We will keep working as we've always done so that this transaction, this exercise, this integration with the BPER Group, which is the third Italian banking group, will be as successful as possible. It goes without saying that at this stage, from now on to the first half of next year, we must work twice as much because we have to carry out our daily business and everything that has to do with the integration. But as happened in many cases, when faced with hardships, we are tough and we can react. Thank you so much. And I wish you a good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you.